Relay, FFR, mobile hand monitoring.
10-8-LJN, mobile monitoring.
N8LJN, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa. How's it going out there?
Patrick, how are you coming in?
How am I coming in? Say that again, please. Question mark.
Are you on your HD or your 2100?
I'm on the HT still. I haven't got no power supply yet because of, you know what happened over the weekend, so yeah. I'm just using my the Yaesu FT60R with a mag mount attached to a metal filing cabinet in my computer room.
And I presume you're coming in on the, what is that? That's the DOT-38, no. Yeah, that's the DOT-38 repeater, right?
That is correct, sir. 147.380.
Well, it's working very well for you. You are loud and clear. Only the slightest bit of hiss in the background. So very well done. I'm about ready to drop off your power cable for mailing here this morning. I just got to run to another errand first before I go into work.
Well, I'm just sitting at my computer trying not to move around too much because it hurts, and yeah, I'm trying to get my medical stuff all set up properly because with the VA, something didn't transfer over to the hospital, so I got to figure out how to get that done right. And I don't want to end up paying for the surgery because the VA is going to send me over there. So yeah, I'm trying to deal with that right now.
Yeah, that was my next question, how you were feeling. So, sounds like a little pain, but everything going well?
Yeah, everything's going well. It's painful and tender, and now I'm seeing a lot of bruising. So, yeah, I got to follow up in 2 weeks, so we'll see how this goes. I got Motrin just in case. I got extra Tylenol just in case. And that also gave me some oxycodone, which I'm really afraid to take, so that's an opioid. But, yeah, I'm trying to get my range of motion back, but it's painful, and at least I'm having, I hate to say this on the air, but at least I'm having bowel movements now. I was 3 days without a bowel movement. I was worried.
Well, roger that on the not moving much, and you're wise to avoid the opiates if possible, and I wish you well, sir, and rest and take care of that, and look forward to seeing you again soon. Look for this in the mail tomorrow, should get to you then, and let's see, what else? Well, that's about the latest.
So, are you participating in the class this term? And you guys do like a newbie net on Tuesdays? Will you be doing that this upcoming Tuesday? Over.
I have heard no plans on the newbie net yet. Garrett is going to be working that out after the summer. I don't doubt that we're going to be experimenting during the training. And the training begins on September 17th. So we still have a ways to go before that.
Oh, guess who I heard over the weekend? I believe his name is Jamie. It's Kilo Foxtrot 8 Bravo Sierra Quebec. I think he was trying to use his handheld in his backyard. We were meeting somebody else was trying to get him to a good spot. We got him at a good spot. We told him to stick a pin in it or put an X under your feet because that's where you should be at when you're talking on the HT, and he says he's going to upgrade to a better antenna later on. So I think Jamie's one of the new techs from the Lapeer class, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, glad to hear that. That was one of the first experiences I ever had. I was not coming in well to the repeater, and somebody said, Larry, move 3 feet to the left, and it worked.
Yes, it's interesting helping out Pam, but I'm trying to still work on this general. We'll see what happens in about a month or two. I can probably maybe be confident enough to take the test.
There you go. Yeah, while you're recuperating, take time to study. That would be a good use of your time. Hey, Patrick, I'm coming up on my first errand, and so I need to drop off a starter for repair. So I'm wishing you 73 today, and wishing you a good recovery. And this is N8LJN. I'll be clear on your final.
Well, thank you, Larry. I hope you have a good morning. I hope the day goes well. I will stick to trying to recover and study in between. And with that, this is KE8ZTP, Patrick and Flint, saying 73.
KM8DAD, you listening? KM8DAD monitoring.
Didn't catch the call, WARC.
WARC, Kilo, Mike 8, Delta, KM8DAD. Name's Dan. Currently on top of the sledding hill at Granger Meadow.
Yeah, a little early, aren't you? Yeah, name here is Mike. We're over here in Lapeer. Granger Meadow. I'm not sure where that's at, I guess. Never heard of it. I lived in Michigan all my life, and there's a lot of places I haven't heard of, I guess.
Good to hear from you, Mike. Yeah, I am. Granger Meadow is a, it's parked just on the north side of Lansing, just north of town, right next to the Granger Recycling area. They built a big park here and basketball courts, sledding hill stuff. I've never been on top of this hill, and I go through the 14728 repeater here in Lansing, and I think is linked to your repeater, and I think repeaters all up the east side of the state, but yeah, I just discovered that if you want to find a place where you can hit several repeaters with full quieting on a 5-watt HT, man, this is the place to hang out for sure.
Yeah, real good. Is that must be a public location then where it'd be a good time to do some, well, I guess POTA, more parks on the air, but... How about sledding on the air? Who knows?
SOTA. I like that. SOTA. That's, yeah, it's, I've I don't know. Have you done POTA? I haven't done it. I've read up on it. I know that they do it at Sleepy Hollow here, which is one of the designated state parks. But I know some guys in our club here in Clinton County who are active in it, but I've never done it myself.
Yeah, I have done it. We go down here to Metamora at the state park. And that's where we have our club picnic, and that's where we'll have our club picnic again down there. Just a minute, I got to take care of some business here. Be right back. W8YRC.
W8YRC, KM8DAD, standing by.
Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
W8FFR, this is Andy LJN. Ryan, are you still on the frequency?
Andy LJN, this is W8FFR, that's a big affirmative. I am still here. How are you tonight, Larry?
I am good, sir. Just commuting home from work. I'm just about getting into reliable repeater connection. So I thought I'd raise you up, see if you were still around. Well, that's about it for me tonight.
Nice. I just have an important decision to make. Do I go home from work, not really have time to do anything, and eat dinner, and then go straight to the station for training because it's at 7, or go into town, get something, and just eat when I get home from training. Decisions.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I've got a 7 o'clock as well, but it's a Zoom meeting, and so I'm heading home to eat quick and go.
I'm going into town. I'll just be up in town for a little bit and then head straight to the station. Really, there's no point in going home. I might even just head directly there and just sit around for like 20 minutes, so.
What's the training tonight?
I don't know. I forgot. So, we'll see when I get there.
Ah, mystery training is the best part.
Affirmative, and I do have a schedule that lists all the training schedule for the week. However, for some reason, where we would have the day that the training's on, the dates did not go through. Every single day is replaced with what is known as either a hashtag or a pound sign, depending on what year you were born. So I actually have no idea what week or what day that particular training is, because it doesn't tell me, and it's weird.
I like that. Depending on what year you were born. Well, I've known both, so I guess you know when I was born.
I saw a meme about it, and there's people who legitimately read it as a pound sign, and people who've only known it as a hashtag.
Yeah, roger that. Speaking of memes, I think we need a few more on the random channel of the Slack app. I was just watching the intro to a video, and I was like, oh, I need that meme. I need that meme, too.
I tried memeing. I'm not very good at it. There's people who have whole social media pages dedicated to it. Actually, my Bible study group, they're always posting memes. But they're inside memes, so stuff happens, or someone says something really funny, and then they meme about it and post it in the group chat for everyone in the group to see.
Ah, that's funny. Yeah, I think ham memes are pretty hilarious, just because the whole hobby has kind of that inside knowledge kind of thing, and so it plays really well with memes. I get my favorite ones from Ham Radio Crash Course. Josh always seems to have the best memes, and I understand he gets them from people on his Discord channel.
Oh, there's a Discord channel? We're letting this hobby? I have Discord.
Yeah, you'll have to look up the Ham Radio Crash Course Discord channel. You know, interestingly, I only have Discord now because of the Amateur Radio Club at work. And so that's the only time I really use Discord. And I should probably just go ahead and get Ham Radio Crash Course on that.
Yeah, my brother and my friends are all big into video games, so I do have Discord for that on the very rare occasion, because I don't actually have a computer anymore. I haven't had my own in a while, because my brother built a new one, so he let me use his old one until he sold it to my cousin, and then he regrets selling it to my cousin when the rest of the family could just pop the computer off of him. So I don't have a computer anymore, which is fine. I mean, it's hard to write music and stuff, but when I had a computer, I would game and use Discord to talk with my friend or even my brother.
Yeah, I think for a man your age, that's a requirement. So you're going to have to get back into that and also make it good for ham radio.
Yeah, that's exactly one of the bigger reasons I was thinking is I need something that can handle amateur radio. Yeah, I mean, I've stopped keeping a paper log in my car like a month ago because it was just proven too hard to remember all the contacts I make and then actually go through the effort of writing them down. So, yeah, I've just stopped taking a paper log. I still love paper logs, and I'm probably going to end up putting one together for my base station. But as for a mobile log, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I was just talking to another club member about logging software, and I'm not very good at that, but I'm not a big contester, so far I don't really need it, but I could see how I have enjoyed these contacts with people, and I'm not keeping track of them. I mean, I've got my paper log, but it's more of a journal for amateur radio than a log, so I don't know, maybe someday I'll get back into that. But digital modes is something I'm trying to get into, and boy, is it hard. So I got a lot of work to do in that space, and getting the computer working for it is very important.
Yeah, I know digital mode is getting really big, and it would be beneficial to learn it, but honestly, I don't have much of an interest in digital. I mean, I've been obsessed with radio since I was a kid. And I love the analog radio, the old school analog, and that's why part of the reason I got into the hobby. Because those little FRS radios you get from Walmart, I could never get anybody, and I was so depressed as a kid, because it was like, oh, no one's out there. And now here I am talking to people on the radio as an adult, so yeah, I love the analog modes.
I do as well. Yeah, phone is very enjoyable. But, you know, I would really like to go back to the old original digital mode and learn how to do Morse code. But CW is a skill that's going to take even longer than digital modes, I'm afraid, for me to acquire. But anyways, that's about it.
Zach,
start.
Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Hey, you guys doubled. My name is Clint, calls Kilo Charlie 8. Enjoys ham radio, EHR. Thank you, whomever.
Well, I'll try not to double. Clint, go ahead with your comment.
Oh, I was just tuning around here. And I heard you guys talking about CW and such, and perked my interest.
No, November 8, Lima, Juliet, November. Larry out of Metamora in Lapeer County. And on the line is Ryan, W8FFR, also in Lapeer County.
Well, good evening. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Ryan, KCADHR.
Glad you could join us there, KCHEHR. Yeah, you mentioned you heard us talk about Morse code, and I'm trying to learn it myself. It's proven to be kind of difficult, but I figure as a musician it should be something I should get the hang of quickly, but I just think it's a cool skill to be able to do, because you also just think of it outside of radio. If you want to send something to a friend or something, if they're sitting next to that, you could just tap on a piece of wood or shine a flashlight or something. No one has any idea what you're sending them.
Well, that's true. In a way, there's, first when you tap it on, I think that's a different code. So the type you're thinking of, like a flashlight where you got a dozen of hits, that would be your Morse code. The other one, I think, is a... I'm not an expert on that. Someone else would know better than me, I'm sure. I am definitely sure. But that is a different form of... It's still a code, but it's not Morse code. It's just all hits. You know, the gaps, like you were saying. But, yeah, so you're right. People wouldn't know what you're talking about. There are folks out there, though, that still do it. I do it. I'm not extremely fluent at it, but I really enjoy it. I'm very good at sending. Receiving, I'm not as good at. I just saw my daughter pass. She's got her ham radio license, too. She got it when she was 13. But I just saw her go by here as I'm going north. I'm out of Vegas. She's going south. But I tell you, something works for me because I learned by doing more so. So what I ended up doing, there are a bunch of apps you can get, guys. And there's a free one if you have an Android. You download. And I think it's called Expert Morse. And it does a phenomenal job receiving. So at least get you out there. It'll get you going. So I've got to go. That's my daughter calling me. I'll be back in a minute. KCADHR.
Hey, Ryan. Yeah, he's absolutely right. Scott has demonstrated several of those apps. And they work very, very well. But, you know, it just... It's one of those things that takes practice. It's like practicing music.
Yeah, that's a big affirmative. I forgot to ask. So the Aries meeting is this Wednesday, and if it is, I've never actually been in the 911 center because when I went through Fire Academy, COVID hit, and we actually weren't able to go inside. So I was kind of disappointed about that. So I actually don't know how to get to where we have the Aries meeting.
Okay, it's on Oregon's, or no, it's on Genesee. So go north, turn up on Genesee, right to Rite Aid there, and follow it down to the building, the emergency services building. So police and fire are in the front, and this building is in the back. It's a one-story building. It's got parking around it. And we go in the side door, which is the west door, and then we just turn right and go down the steps.
Okay, so it's on the west side of the building, because I've been to Lapeer's Fire Hall multiple times. So I've seen the building. It's just I don't actually know how to get inside of said building, so... Then the entrance on the south side, that's the main entrance then, correct? We don't use that one?
Correct. And to be clear, it's not in the police and fire building. It's in the building just behind that, north of that. And then, yes, it would be the west entrance. There's a camera there at the door lock, and when they see you, they allow us in.
Okay, do I have to push an intercom or anything, or just basically walk, hopefully my face would be presentable to the camera and they just let me in?
you're making me chuckle with that one. Generally, we can push the button if we need to, but what I've observed is when they see you come up on camera, they know we're meaning, and so they just buzz us in. You'll hear the buzzer on the door lock.
KC-88,
KC-8EHR from WAFFR, welcome back. And I'm going to take this opportunity to say I'm about to run into a gas station here, get a snack and a drink before training. So I will be jumping back on the mic in about a minute or two. So I will be back.
I see if I got it. All righty, gentlemen, sorry about that. My daughter, she saw me, she said, that was my dad. She said, I'm going to give him a call. So she did. That was her. And then I'm actually heading to a local ham here. Became a sign at PE 3 days ago. So heading to the viewing right now. So I'm actually going to be there here in about 2 minutes. And you, like you said, you guys were talking about CW, so that perked my interest. So I thought I'd just jump in and just, you know, give you some hope there. You don't have to learn it to get on it. CW app and listen, and then just get in, do it. The more you do it, maybe you'll pick it up. You know what I mean? Anyways, I'll let you guys go. Thanks for letting me jump in. I'll talk to you guys later. 73. God bless. KC-8EHR.
KC-8EHR, thank you so much for the conversation, Clint. I'm sorry to hear about your destination that you're going to this evening, and God bless you as well. This is N8LJN, clear.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo. This is KE8, Charlie Brown.
Echo 8, Charlie Bravo. This is WAFFR. They're coming in loud and clear. How are you tonight?
Okay, how about yourself?
Well, done out of work, picked up a snack, and I'm on my way to the fire station because I believe I have training tonight. I'm like 98% sure because it's the third Monday of the month. I left my pager at home, so I have no way to confirm it.
Well, the fire station doesn't use radio?
I ain't got a radio. Those are for the officers.
You're just going to have to convince everybody at the firehouse to become a ham.
I am working on it. There's a lot of people on my list I'm trying to make become hams. So far, my brother, and now he says his biggest hesitation is time, which, since he's my brother, I know what he's up to, and that is confirmed. But my brother's the closest to getting his license. He's interested. That's about the farthest I got so far with him. But I know he's going to get it eventually. I will keep pestering him until he does.
Yeah, you're just going to have to teach him about all the different modes and activities that you could do, like POTA, FTA, play chess, and all the other wondrous things. Moon bouncing. Something's got to pique his interest to get him going.
Yeah, he's getting himself a big boy education something in computers is what he's studying. So I was telling him about digital modes, like, hey, you like computers. Amateur radio can involve computers in a big capacity. You should get a license so you can experiment.
Yeah, that's true. You got WinLink and FTA, FT4. There's a thing I just learned about that's been popular apparently for the last 3 years, good kept secret because I haven't heard about it until recently. It's called Super Fox. Apparently, it's a DX Expedition mode, different than FTA, but yet the same. You're using the same software. You're just on different frequency, and you basically do your QSO in half the time. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, all the digital modes go right over my head. So, but as I was talking to NELJN earlier, I prefer staying with the analog. It's what interests me the most in radio, part reason I'm in amateur radio, because I love me radio. I've been obsessed since a kid.
So you never thought about doing a moon bounce and talk to the other side of the world by reflecting off the moon?
I thought more of satellites, but I forgot moon bounce was a thing.
I lost you at something.
I was looking into satellites. I forgot about moon, honestly. And when they presented both options in the ham class I took, honestly, a lot of it went straight over my head.
A lot of stuff in this hobby does until you sit down and dig through it. I just found out about that Super Fox, and I'm going to sit down and dig through the website to make sense out of all of it.
No, the digital mode that interests me the most is probably involving your standard Wi-Fi router. I apparently heard you can do something with that.
Yeah, you can actually. I don't know really much about it, but I came across that as well.
I just pulled into the station parking lot. I see a bunch of cars tipped over, upside down, stacked on top of each other, which means we're probably doing extrication, and I love extrication training tonight.
Yeah, there's you're supposed to be able to incorporate ham radio into RCs to extend the range. I tried looking into that, but I don't think I was typing the right words into the search query to get my answers.
Yeah, there's a lot of different avenues I can go with this. It's a hobby with a bunch of sub-hobbies, and those sub-hobbies have sub-sub-hobbies.
Yeah, it's pretty much endless. There's always something you can do or somehow incorporate it into something. You ever get bored of doing one thing with radio, all you got to do is dig around the internet. You're bound to find something else.
All right, well, I'm at the fire station, so I'm going to let you go. I just had a weird amount of static come through. It was like, so I don't know what caused that, but yeah, I'm at the station, so... KEA-CB, I'm sending 73. It was a pleasure talking to you. Have a wonderful night, sir. This is WAFFR. I'm clear on your final.
Yeah, I was hearing static on my end, too, during transmits, but it seemed to clear up finally. You have great fun tonight, and take it easy. KEA-CB, 73.
EFACWP miles. QSO8, here, Echo Victor, East Alas. Come back with that call sign, please. Kilo Echo 8. Sierra Echo Victor, Roger. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, is that correct? Roger.
Roger, copy. Got Steve up here in East Tallahassee. Go ahead.
You got Steve here in Ortonville. This is KSC. What you're talking to you. Wow, East Tallahassee is a long way from me.
I had a little bacon in the background frying, but copy that, Steve. They're up here in the northeast sunrise side, we're kind of interconnected. But I can get that repeater down there in Guilford, Roger. I'm on the 310 machine.
Yeah, that's happy. I'm a brand new ham here, and my cousin got me into it. He's been trying to get me into it for 20 years, and it's pretty exciting to me to talk to you that far away on a radio like this.
Well, there you have it. That's why they have repeaters. I usually get here in the cabin, not too far off of the Lake Huron. Yep, I got my ASU mobile. I use it as a base station, FTM 6000, probably hitting out there at about 140 watts. And, it's got a receive amplifier on it also. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm working with a 25 watt back here. It's Tri-Band. It seems to be getting out pretty good. Got a little power pack and got a mobile 20-foot pole leaning up against the house. Not much going on here as far as equipment, but it seems to be doing it.
Oh, man. Well, I caught most of that up there. I got a Tram 1481, which is up against the side of my house, but it's like... It's like probably 38 feet in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, my next purchase is going to be that Comet 333. I think it's called a 333 tri-band antenna. It's a 10-footer, and going up on my 20-foot pole here, it's taking me up to 30 foot, so that should help matters out a little bit. Over.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Well, on the FM, spectrum, height to the mic, supper's done over here, and I gotta get out. KSEB, back to you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure talking to you. I have to take off myself. This is KF8BWP, signing off on your final.
Roger that. KK8SCV, we're clear.
CQ, K9KAR.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring.
listening. Wadj, monitoring.